الرحمن الرحيم واستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة وإنها لكبيرة إلا على الخاشعين. In these ayat, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala draws our attention to a very important aspect that everyone faces some difficulties and hardships in his life from time to time. And of course, at the present time, we all know that what everyone is going through. So the solution for that, ulama of tafsir have written, this also refers to when a person is overtaken by the love of dunya and his own lust and desires. He becomes blinded and then he doesn't know in which direction he has to go. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has prescribed the formula how we can come out of all these difficulties, and that is to turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says that whenever you are faced with any problem and any difficulty, wasta'inu or madad chaho, and seek the help of Allah ta'ala, that we turn to Allah ta'ala, we don't turn away from Allah ta'ala. We turn to the masajid and we don't turn away from the masajid. And all our amal of deen, we turn towards them. In there is it lies our health. And this is also by the fadl of Allah, that when these halat and conditions, Allah brings them upon people, and this was right from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, his sons Habil and Qabil, and then Nuh alayhi salam, and right through all along. And these conditions Allah brings so that we turn more to Allah, come more closer. And we shouldn't be amongst those people who turn away from Allah. That we start turning away from deen, we turn away from the masajid, that should not be the case. So Allah Ta'ala says, seek help, bisabri wa salah. And where is your help? Where is your precautions? Where is your your saving yourselves from difficulties and hardship? It is in two things Allah has mentioned here, sabr and salah. Sabr and namaz. These are the two things. And ulama have explained that sabr means to control oneself. And yes, salah really refers to making shukr. These two things, to make sabr, to control oneself, and to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. This is where a person's salvation lies. And to come out of any and all problems, whether they are our own individual family problems, town problems, the ummah's problems, the world's problems, these are the two things prescribed by Allah Ta'ala. But also, unfortunately, today all our mind goes by man-made formulas how we can protect ourselves. And the formula which Allah Ta'ala has prescribed for us, we don't even think about that. Thus the ulama have explained, as far as our physical health is concerned, an example, which is a treatment more of the hakims, that when a person has got some illness, some physical ailment, then the first thing is parhez, to stay away from things that causes that illness. Whatever the things are, they ask the patient to make sabr from those things. If he's a diabetic, the first thing is that he must stay away from sugar, from all sweet things. If he's got blood pressure, etc., to stay away from salty things. All these things, whatever they are in detail, that is the first thing they prescribe. And after that, the medicine will benefit. And the other way of treatment, which is what we call the doctors, the Western way, is they will allow you still to have sugar, etc., and they will give you some medicine to control it. But that causes more problems, and the bimari, the illness, never goes away. You live with that illness your whole life. And the correct way is first to make ijtinab, to give away, give up all those wrong things which cause that bimari. And only then will that medicine have its full effect also on a person. So Allah Ta'ala also said, when you have this, you find yourselves in the love of dunya, You don't want to die. You just want to live forever. You are looking for every means that I must keep on living, etc. This is all love of dunya. And you don't want... this love, and you are overtaken by your lust, by your ego, by your pride, whatever it might be. So the first treatment is to come out of that, and that is to make sabr, to stay away from all those things, and to use all the means that a person can stay away, and then use the medicine after that. Now the medicine will give its full benefit. And yeah, Allah mentions the medicine is salah, which is really shukr, because namaz is a complete embodiment of shukr to Allah Ta'ala. From the beginning to the end, the praises of Allah Ta'ala, ruku, sajda, all that are in the praises of Allah and acknowledging the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. As it is narrated in a hadith, al-imanu nisfan, iman are two halves. Nisfun fi sabr, half of it is in sabr, wa nisfun fi shukr, and the other half is in shukr. So sabr and shukr, these are the two things that we do, and it will give us perfect and complete iman. When we will do this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will take us out of these problems. But sadly, even those who are like learned or who are pious, we don't think of these solutions. We are only thinking of the man-made solutions, whether they are right or wrong, whether they are increasing the illness or whatever. But we are only thinking of them, and the real solution which Allah has prescribed, that we don't think. We find that with regard to salah, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, having learned from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whenever any problem came to them, whatever it might be, their personal, a small problem, big problem, they would resort to namaz immediately. They will turn to namaz, and they would go to the masjid for their solution. This was their common practice. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was traveling. On the way, he got news that one of his sons have passed away. He got off the camel, his animal, he performed two rakats of salat, and he read, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And then he said, I've done exactly what Allah has commanded us to do, what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to do. Today, our minds for any problem hardly goes to namaz. And this namaz at that time is called Salatul Haja, namaz of our need that we seek from Allah. So even now with this pandemic, whatever we call it, it is so widespread in the whole world. But just us here, if we think, did I make two rakats of Salatul Haja to Allah to remove this problem? Or if I'm not even worried of the whole world, did I make Salatul Haja that I don't get this problem, that my family doesn't get it? We are not using the correct means, and these are the divine means from Allah Ta'ala's side. We are not turning to Allah Ta'ala, which will only aggravate our problem and not solve it. We have to turn to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says that whenever any difficulty, hardship comes, seek the help of Allah by making sabr, by controlling yourself, and not falling prey to all these temptations of this dunya. And the other is to make shukr, and the height of the shukr is Salatul Haja in this instance, that we seek Allah's help with Salatul Haja. May Allah give us all tawfiq.